Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Celeste from San Diego. Let's give her a big warm welcome.
My name is Celeste, and I am a grateful alcoholic. I know. Some of you might know me. Today I'm AKA Disco Dolly. I just came from work. So yeah, I'm very different looking than this on a daily basis, believe me. So anyway, I'm a little bit nervous right now, and I need to take a deep breath here. I just got off of work and ran up here, but I'm so grateful to Randy turned me on to this meeting, so I've been coming when I can as soon as I get off of work, and then I have the privilege of speaking tonight, thanks to Randy. My sobriety date is 11-21-07, so in a couple weeks, 2 years. So my experience, strength, and hope. Wow. I just want to say thank you to all of you for when you do the moment of silence and pray for the person who's still suffering. That was me for over 2 decades. I drank every single day, never took a day off. A high-functioning alcoholic, a very high-tolerant alcoholic. I never blacked out, some cases unfortunately for that. I didn't know what a blackout was till I got to rehab. I thought people meant when they blacked out, they passed out. But, you know, I learned differently. And so I never walked in those shoes, fortunately. For just 10 minutes, I kind of want to, like, tell you, you know, what Alcoholics Anonymous has done for me. I'm just so grateful. I always get a little bit teary-eyed. All my people at my home group know that. It's like, God, the first year all I did was cry in every meeting. I live the program, and I live the steps. I didn't know what any of that meant when I first got here. I never looked at AA. I never looked at quitting drinking. I never tried any of those methods. Thank you. I never tried any of those methods. I just figured one day I would just stop, and I have great determination. I'm a big goal setter, and I didn't realize it was a disease, and I got to the point where I sold 2 companies in L.A. and moved to San Diego. My mom and my sister were living here, and it gave me the opportunity to drink myself to Betty Ford. I drank 24 hours a day, didn't eat much. My liver was more like a limb than an organ at the end. So I was pretty ill, and I begged for help. I was suicidal, and my family helped. I went to rehab. I didn't know what it was. The family found Betty Ford, and went there. I was pretty lit when I got there. As I was pretty much high octane the whole entire time over many years, I stayed there for 30 days. I was still hungover at 30 days. Then I asked for another 30, you know, thank the Lord. Still wasn't ready to leave after 60. And then finally after 90, about a few days before I was released after 90, I was somewhat ready to leave. Never having a sober day in your adult life, I was too scared. I didn't know how to live sober. I didn't know what it was. So thank God for rehab, and thank God, you know, for a 90-day program. When I got out, I did what I was told. I did another 90 and 90. I found the Huddle, which is my home group. They're awesome. I did what they told me. Go to meetings every day. Work the steps. Get a sponsor. At this point, I was so scared to ever drink again. And there was no romantic notion that I was even a remote possibility that I could be one glass of wine. Never. So I chalked that off the list. One thing I did learn in rehab is that it is a disease. I wish I had more awareness, and I'd like to spread more awareness on that subject, being sober now, because I think that if I knew that, I might have gotten sober sooner. I'm a single parent. Got sober when my son was 18. I wish I could have spent some of those days sober. But I am today, and I am a living amends. Every day, I'm really grateful that I'm sober. I was so restless, irritable, and discontent. Every day was impending doom. I just didn't know how. And when you guys told me you never have to drink again, I was like, really? I couldn't even imagine it. I did have some sort of an epiphany going to my daily meeting when I was in rehab. And all of a sudden, I felt like I was home. And sobriety is a big gift. I'm very close to my higher power I call God. I didn't have quite a hard time with that. I was raised Catholic. But the God I know today is way different. I didn't feel I was deserving of anything. So you taught me that I was deserving. And so now I can pray to God and ask for things for myself, which I never thought I could do. I always pray for, like, world peace, or this or that. Never for yourself. So I've learned so many things here in AA that you've all taught me. And I don't want to go over time here. It's such a gift if you're new. I never believed everybody when they said that this is the best journey they've ever had. Their life is beautiful. And they're so grateful. I hated that when I first got here. But today, I am grateful. It's such a gift. I'm very scared to ever drink again. I've never relapsed. A lot of my friends in rehab have relapsed. And as long as I do what you tell me to do, I've stayed sober, and I'm going to keep doing it. And I'm not saying it's a program of action. It is work. I do a lot of service work. I sponsor girls. I'm just really grateful for my family who put up with me for so long and helped me get the help that I needed, because I would have been dead if I didn't get the help, because I didn't know what to do or how to do it. And the only life I knew for my whole adult life was to drink. And in my family, I'm from a South American family, and that was very normal. My dad's an alcoholic, and he's still in his disease. My aunts, uncles, grandparents also have the same disease, and it was normal growing up. You work hard, you come home, you drink hard. And I did. I own my own companies. I took care of my son as a single parent. And I just wish that I had known about sobriety and AA years ago, because I wish I could have shared it with my son growing up. And but that wasn't God's plan for me. My journey was to get here now. And I just want to say thank you all for all your guidance and help, your love, and keep coming back. Thank you.